At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know what a screw room is? A screw worm? That sounded different, didn't it?
That sounded different.
You know what that is?
No.
I'm going to tell you a little bit, I think, later this hour. There's been a screw worm outbreak. It's kind of like that weird thing, you know, at the Lake of the Ozarks where the amoeba ate the dude and he died, No, that's not good at all. No. This is kind of like one of those deals. Phil Holloway will join us after Sue's News in the next hour. We'll talk about a bunch of different cases, including the Menendez brothers. After 5 o'clock tonight, we'll have John Ziegler, my friend from L.A., the co-host of the podcast, The Death of Journalism. One of the other issues we'll talk about in the 5 o'clock hour will be with John Anderson. John is running for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate. Dick Durbin's not going to run again, so he probably doesn't have a chance to win, but he's still a candidate, and he was at that meeting last week in suburban Chicago near Schaumburg, which is a suburb that I'm familiar with because my mom and dad used to live right there in Rolling Meadows, and I grew up not too far from there before I moved to St. Louis. They had a trans volleyball player who is very controversial because he is like 6'3" and towers over the girls, and how this keeps happening, I don't know.
It's
but
ridiculous.
Our next guest knows that it happens on a regular basis. Sarah Parshall Perry, who's the vice president and legal fellow with the group Defending Education. Hi, Sarah. How are you this afternoon? Welcome back.
Well, I am glad to be back with you guys. And yeah, it's interesting because you would think now that the grown-ups are in the room and the administration's made very clear that men and women are to be separated in scholastic athletic endeavors, that people would be paying attention. And it's very clear also that this administration has no problem pulling federal funding for failure to comply with longstanding civil rights law, specifically here, Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972, but we actually at our organization have instituted the first of its kind Title IX compliance tracker so that parents and grandparents, uncles and aunts can all go search their state and see what the actual policies are in the states. Now, some states are complying fully with presidential directive and federal civil rights law. Some have taken a piecemeal approach. They've gone the route of separating athletics, but then keeping their bathrooms open, which, by the way, you can't violate part of the law without violating all of the law. And I think the administration is going to be very keen to start taking closer looks at a lot of these schools. But we would think at this point, now that we are 8 months, almost 9 months into the administration with this new president, that we would see a return to sanity and common sense. It is shocking to me,
me too,
how intransigent this is going to be.
Yeah, I'm shocked by it, too. I really am. And then the other thing that really is disappointing to me, and this is nothing new, and you and I have probably talked about it, but whenever a case like that out of suburban Chicago, and maybe even the one that we're going to talk about, you know, comes about, there's virtual crickets and silence in the majority of the media, outside of the conservative media and the sports media. I mean, that's a pretty significant story, I think, and it's a story that people in this country have an interest in, and parents have an interest in, because they know it could help, you know, certainly happen in their school district, but you don't get very many, you know, regular legacy reporters who even want to touch those stories, which is shameful. Now, you guys just filed an amicus brief in something called Foote v. Ludlow. And I want to explain that, Sarah, that case and why this is important as well. And it's something I think that's relatable throughout the country.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Yeah, this is a huge problem in American public schools. These are gender secrecy policies that actually nix parents' involvement completely out of the equation in public school. If a child comes to an administrator or teacher and says, I think I was born in the wrong body, I don't have comfort in my biological sex, maybe I'm transgender. If a teacher or administrator learns that information, these particular policies, which, by the way, are in 1,300 school districts across the country, and that means 12.5 million public school kids are subject to these express policies, that information will be hidden from his or her custodial parents. But the problem is more aggravated because we've seen this actually go up to the Supreme Court, two cases, one out of the Seventh Circuit and one out of the Fourth Circuit, and the Supreme Court declined to take up parental rights challenges based on the lack of constitutionality of these policies. They said it's an interference with 100-year-old recognized Supreme Court rights to direct our children's own educational upbringing and inculcation of our values. The Supreme Court didn't want to touch it. Maybe it was a hot potato. Maybe it was a standing issue. We know they got to gender identity in the big Scrimeti so-called gender-affirming care case. But Justice Alito wrote a barn burner of a dissent from denial of cert in which he said, this is an issue of growing national importance that we cannot afford to long ignore. Well, Foote versus Ludlow is yet another one of those cases. This time it comes out of the First Circuit, and we were the first in with our amicus brief to make sure that we had a stake in the claim because our parents too are terrified that their children are going to be essentially separated from them.
Well, they should be, right? Sarah Parshall Perry is here. She's the vice president, legal fellow with the group Defending Education. So tell the story of Stephen Foote and Marissa Silvestri. This is horrifying. Look, I have a 10-year-old daughter. They learned that their 11-year-old daughter was experiencing depression. She was questioning her gender identity. The parents hire a counselor to help her. They tell the school district they're getting their daughter mental help. But the school district kind of, they go rogue, right?
Completely rogue. In fact, this is not just a passive interference with parental rights. This is an active interference because they actually knew that the parents were already getting outside mental health counseling and psychiatric interventions for this minor child. They knew it and they involved themselves anyway. And it was only because they discovered a different name scribbled across the top of one of their assignments, one of their daughter's assignments, did they suddenly realize they're actually running this game behind our back. I mean, you want to talk about the hubris of school administrators and educators thinking that they actually own America's children. It does not get more chilling than this.
Well, yeah, and there's a pattern for this that exists, and we've had some incidents here in St. Louis which have matched up. But in this particular case, you might even have to help me with some of the pronunciations. So what you guys wrote up here is that they disregard the explicit instructions and they decide to socially transition. Again, this is an 11-year-old kid. So they meet with her. They encourage her to, quote, transition to genderqueer with a male name and non-binary pronouns. This is where I need the help with pronunciation because they're like, some of these, honestly, Sarah, I think I've seen all these, but then I haven't. It's like F-A-E, what is that, Faye? Faye Ray?
Faye is a made-up pronoun that the gender evangelists like to say is representative of an individual who doesn't necessarily associate with female pronouns, male pronouns. So it's more for the, you know, I'm using giant air quotes here because we know, Mark, that this is all made up anyway.
Right. Well, that's true.
This is a non-binary set of pronouns. So you want to talk about just mental illness rearing its ugly head in American education. They're actually creating a new lexicon for children to be able to identify as gender divergent. It's unconscionable, but it goes to show you that this is not a passive intervention. It's not sitting back and letting a child kind of develop the way that they want without interfering with parental rights. It is active obfuscation. And what's more is that the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, also known as WPATH, and these are the bad guys, right? They are an absolute political machine. They have actually said in their own literature, social transitioning, in other words, new name, new pronoun, new dress code, new bathroom use, that is the first key to getting these kids medically transitioned. So that just proves to us exactly how nefarious this is. This is not a neutral intervention.
Some of this stuff is nuts. So the mother and the father beg the school district for help, but they won't even do that. And they're basically describing what the parents did as thinly veiled camouflage for intolerance, prejudice, and bigotry against LGBTQ individuals. This kind of matches up a little bit with one of the stories last week. I'm sure you're familiar with it in Loudoun County. And Sarah, I don't know what it is about Loudoun County with all these stories where you have these boys. And this was sort of a little bit of a reverse situation where there was a biological girl who was in the locker room who was recording them, should not have been doing that. She was the one that was actually literally breaking the law. But this gets flipped on its head. And then the boys are in trouble and they get hit with accusations of, you know, hate crimes or whatever comes along with this. It's just unbelievable. It's upside down.
No, it's completely upside down. And Northern Virginia was really ground zero for gender experimentation and sort of social transitioning, right? It was one of the first school districts in the country. And remember, these, the top five Northern Virginia school districts, Loudoun, Arlington, Alexandria, Fairfax, Manassas, these are five of the biggest school districts in the country. So where they go is an indication of exactly where public education on the whole is going to go. Now, thankfully, the Department of Education has decided that they are going to step up to the plate and they are going to hold these five school districts who maintain these policies, not only socially transitioning children, but maintaining gender-neutral bathrooms and maintaining gender-neutral sports teams, and they're going to take them essentially to the woodshed. You cannot accept federal funding and violate federal civil rights law. The way it works is in the nature of a contract between the federal government and the state education recipients. And every year, SEA, state educational associations, like a Department of Public Instruction or a superintendent of schools, have to file a form certifying their adherence to longstanding federal civil rights laws that are enforced by Department of Ed. They break that certification, they lose federal funding, and this administration's already proven it's willing to do that.
We've had school in session here for a week in St. Louis, and there was, I was trying to locate the picture of this. There was a local school that the first thing that you saw when you walked in was all this gender nonsense, like big posters about binary, non-binary, all this other stuff. I was told here, it says, and I guess this was in there from, you know, last year, a seventh grade halls of Parkway Southwest Middle School, and all the words that greet them, like pride, transgender, bigender, non-binary, almondsexual, that was a new one for me, pansexual, lesbian, omnisexual, gay pride, agender. These are seventh graders. I mean, essentially, not too much older than 11, and that's the priority. Now, I was told that that did come down, but again, the you know, Alphabet Mafia has total control over some of this stuff in schools, and it seems to be getting younger and younger. Sarah Parshall Perry, always great to have you on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.